What's up, everyone? You are listening to the Early Risers Podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and if you do know who I am, well, thank you. Today, we have an amazing show for you. I had the absolute pleasure of having a very special guest on the show, Michael Lozier. Now, Michael is the author of multiple books, including The Law of Attraction. He's a speaker, he's been interviewed by Oprah 4 times, and he's certified 470 people in 17 different countries to teach the Law of Attraction. You are in for an amazing episode, and if there's any show out there where you decide to take notes, this is absolutely that one. But without waiting any longer, let's get into the show. So today's special guest is Michael Lozier. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here, see what we're going to help people with today.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have you here. Do you mind starting us off just telling a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got to where you are, who you are?
Well, you know, I came from a background in the corporate world, the government world. I used to be a government employee, and I was a project manager, which is kind of a fancy word for an adult babysitter. And, you know, managing projects is really managing the people doing the project. So I had to learn a lot about human behavior, what turns them on, what turns them off, what motivates them, why they resist. So I studied NLP. That stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it's a study of human behavior. So in those studies about studying neuro-linguistic behavior, I got a peek into law of attraction. And before then, I kind of experienced law of attraction, but didn't know it had a title. In other words, I knew there was a relationship between feeling positive and good things happening. Like I saw that. And then I also noticed that when a negative things happened, they were happening in a roll, one negative thing after another after another. I saw the pattern, but I didn't understand why somebody nice like me could attract negative things. It didn't make sense. I was pretty positive growing up. Even when I had my government job, people would come in the office and shut the door and they would tell me their problems and I would help them understand what it was and give them some advice. And so I was always the how-to guy when people were in a bad mood or they were attracting negative things. So that's a gift I always had. But really, I didn't understand how positive people could attract negative things. Then in 1997, I heard a presentation on the law of attraction. That's many years ago. The subject was foreign. Hardly anybody was talking about it. There was 2 books with the word law of attraction in the title. One was from 1914 and one was 1917. Almost 100 years ago, law of attraction was written about. And then it was shut down and nobody talked about it. And that was a profound meeting that I went to when I heard about law of attraction, because I heard what it meant by the law. And the law is this: law of attraction, which is universal energy around you, is eavesdropping on your vibes. And a vibe is simply a mood or a feeling. You and I have one right now. You cannot not have a mood or a feeling. And there's only 2 kinds, positive vibes and negative vibes. Is it true that you've used the word vibe before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll say, wow, has he ever given off a negative vibe? Or this neighborhood has a negative vibe. So we know what a vibe is. It's actually a feeling. But the word vibe actually comes from the longer word vibration, which is kind of foreign to people. So law of attraction is all about vibrations. And a vibration is simply a vibe. And a vibe is simply a mood or a feeling. And right now, you and I cannot not have one. Right now, you and I have a feeling. There's nothing in the middle. We can either be slightly positive or really excited and positive, or we could be content or really ticked off. Somewhere on the positive scale, somewhere on the negative scale, you and I have a vibe. Law of attraction is this energy around us. It has a job description, and it's only 2 words long. You know, when I worked for the government, I had a job description that was 17 pages long. And it said, your duties include this and this and this and this. But the one for law of attraction is simple. The job description for law of attraction is match vibrations. So if you're sending a negative vibe, law of attraction will match it. If you're sending a positive vibe, law of attraction will match it. And that's why sometimes when you're thinking about a buddy you haven't heard from for a while, or and they call you and say, wow, this is such a coincidence. I was just thinking about you. whenever we use the word coincidence, we're describing evidence of law of attraction. Or when we had a bad day and get up, and we stub our toe and we burn our breakfast and the traffic's horrible, we're sending a negative vibe, the day gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Have you ever noticed how that happens?
For sure.
That is evidence of law of attraction. So to go back to my story, I'm working for the government. I'm learning about law of attraction. I'm working with people one-on-one in my office, and I'm teaching them how to reset their vibes, because there's a relationship between the words we use, which form the thoughts we think. And whenever I have a thought, it causes me to have a feeling. When I have a feeling, there are my vibes, and law of attraction matches it. So then I started a group in my house, me and another person. That's a group. Two people's an official group. And on Sundays, we would start learning more about law of attraction and talking about when we noticed evidence and why this was happening. And then people around me were saying, wow, you're so positive. How do you do that? And I'd say, well, come to my house on Sunday. So after about 8 months, I had 44 people coming to my house on Sunday, wow, bringing lawn chairs and cushions and sitting around. And when you have 44 people come to your house every Sunday, you got to be prepared. You just can't have a chat. So then I was preparing topics. Oh, we're going to talk about this. And most times they were subjects about law of attraction or NLP. And I'd say something, people say, oh, I love the way you said that. And that people would take notes and write stuff down. So I did too. Then after a year, I had a thick binder full of notes. What I did and what I said, and people would show up the next week. And they would say, wow, you know, last week I said I wanted this, and they were getting results. Then one time I went to a seminar, and I live on an island. So when you're here on the island, if you're not off at 9 o'clock, you're not getting off, right? The flights are done at 9. There's no ferries at night. So the speaker was very motivational, and he was an author. And I went up to him later and I said, hey, if you're hanging around in Victoria, I'd love to take you out for drinks or lunch or dinner. And he said, yeah, let's do that. And one of my first questions was, you know, I'd love to be on stage like you, because I'm kind of doing it now. I'm motivating people. I'm helping people reset their vibes. And he said, well, if you had a book, it'd be really easy to get on stage. So, well, I was a government employee. I did not have a book. You know, I had no money and no book. But on the way home, I thought, you know what? You've got a 7-inch binder at home full of notes, thank you cards, success stories, worksheets, processes, examples. So I spent a year taking that 8-inch binder and making it into a 144-page book. That same year, I was doing teleclasses. Years ago, there was no video. We just did it over the phone. And after the class, I would send it to my website, lawofattractionbook.com. The very first thing I did, the cover of my book. And I said, if you want to be notified when my book is ready, click here. I didn't even have the chapters done, but I was getting people interested. Fast forward a year, still working for the government. I wrote a book. I self-published, which meant I self-financed. You know, every paycheck, I hired the graphic artist, and the next paycheck I'd hire the proofreader. You know, self-published means self-finance. So in 1 year, I was doing these teleclasses every Thursday for a year. Sometimes I'd have 300 people. It went like, remember, 20 years ago, the word law of attraction was foreign, but there was an underground community that was into it. And there was network marketing groups and direct sales companies. They were putting bridges of 10 and 15 and 300 and 400 people on. So in 1 year, I collected 5,000 email addresses of people that were interested. So fast forward, I get a call from the printer and said, we got your books coming and it's cash on delivery. Now I had a blank credit card. Remember, I'm a government employee. I had a blank credit card and I said, this is going to pay for the books when they get here. So that was Friday. Sunday night, I sent an email out to everybody on the list. And I woke up Monday morning and I turned on my computer and I thought I had a virus. Here's what happened. You got a new sale. You got a new sale. You got a new sale. You got it. And it went on for an hour, one after another. I sold 5,000 books overnight and one email. And now the real work started. Oh, you thought writing a book was the hard part? So I called some of my friends, I said, you got to help me. So I went out and bought, some people bought 10 books. So I think I got about 3,000 envelopes and we had a party. I'd sign it. Somebody put the receipt inside. Somebody would label it, lick a stamp, next. Sign it, label it, lick a stamp. And we did that for 5,000 books. And then we mail the 5,000 books. Oh, meanwhile, they all ordered them on Monday. All the money got into my bank account before the books arrived on Thursday. And I was selling my book for $21.95. And it cost 97 cents to print.
Wow.
Holy S-balls. I was making a lot. And I was a government employee. It was pretty exciting. And then it went dead. That was it. Everybody got their book until 3 days later. And the people are emailing me saying, holy dude, this book is awesome. I'd like to order 10. How much does it cost for a box of books? Now, I had none. I sold them all. I wasn't sure. I mean, remember, I wrote the book so I could be on stage. So I ordered books. I sold 250,000 books on my own from doing classes on the phone. Since then, my book's been published in 37 languages, and I sold 2.8 million books. I never had a business card. I never solicited work, and I used law of attraction for everything, including being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey 4 times, including having my own radio show on Oprah Winfrey, including traveling around the world 3 times, including certifying 440 people. 7 months ago was the first time in my history that I have a business card.
Wow.
So that's how law of attraction works. So that's kind of the longer answer to your question. How did I get started? I was a grinder. When my book came out, I would go anywhere. I'd go to Starbucks. I'd go to coffee shops. I'd go to men's groups, women groups. I'd go to mothers and their kids at a daycare. I would go anywhere to talk about law of attraction. Sometimes there'd be 2 people. Sometimes there'd be no people. I did it anyway. I gave 100% every time I went. I created all my own success. Nobody did it to me or for me. I would advertise in the classified sections on things like Craigslist. And I was saying, I'm doing a law of attraction. And people didn't even know it was. And I had something going every week. And I'd show up. And sometimes nobody else would. But I did it anyway. So I did what it took. Then I took a cut in pay in the government. And I went down to a 4-day work week. And then I transitioned out of a full-time job into, so Fridays became my law of attraction day. I'd go anywhere, coffee shops, bookstores, spiritual bookstores, networking meetings. I'd go to the newspaper and the business section, and it would say, hey, we're having our weekly sales meeting at ABC restaurant. I would call the people and say, hey, do you need a speaker next Friday? And they said, yeah, because you know, all those people that have weekly meetings, they need a weekly speaker. And every one of them has a speaker coordinator. And I would say, can I speak to the speaker coordinator, please? And I would. And I would say, hey, I'm an author of a book. Well, that's all you needed to say. And I was going to car lots. And I was going to insurance companies. I was using other people's meeting announcements to book my own announcement. So I eventually, on Fridays, was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, my law of attraction, free, 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 free. And I would upsell them to a full-day seminar for $99. So I'd go to Friday, I'd speak 3 or 4 times, I would teach law of attraction, I would tell them about a paid seminar, it was $99. The first one I had 11 people. I made $1,100 in 1 day. Woohoo, that was a lot of money. I'm a government employee, remember? And after 9 months, I got 110 people signed up for my first seminar. So I made $11,000 in 1 day's work. And then I quit my job. And then when I quit my job, my whole week opened up. So what the message that I'm saying here is that the transition from my job until what I was doing, I just didn't quit like some people do and then scrambled with the negative vibration. I made sure it was safe. I had 3 months rent in my bank account. I had no car payments. I didn't, my business was a small overhead. I planned it very strategically. And that's what a calculated risk is. I took a risk, but it was calculated. And then when I left my government, now I'm going to a Monday morning meeting, which I never did before, and a Tuesday lunch meeting. And then my whole business took off. And I ended up doing these free presentations and doing a paid presentation once a month for a year. And then I had people all over the world that were buying my book saying, oh, I would love to teach this. And I said, go ahead. And they would say, no, I want you to teach me. So I thought, oh, so I'm going to do a train the trainer. So then I start training people around the world. So I've trained 470 people in 17 countries all around the world to teach law of attraction, Michael Loggia style.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just a lot of amazing information.
It is.
I have so many questions swirling around in my head. I want to make sure that I get to it. But first thing, did you have a certain moment in your life where you realized that the law of attraction was a real thing? Like, was there one moment where it kind of just, you were like, wow, this can change lives? Or was it multiple? Or you mind talking about that?
Well, remember, up until this point, I understood the relationship. When I was positive, I got positive things, right? And then people say, well, why do people get hurt? Then why do people do this? Why do negative things? And that would shut me up. I said, oh, I don't know. Sorry. I guess this law of attraction thing doesn't work, because I could never understand. But then when I found out it was a law, and the law says it matches whether negative or positive, then I thought, okay, that's the reason why. I didn't have to like it, but I understood it. And that was a big change for me. And then I thought, well, if I attract negative things when I'm negative, then I want to be able to reset that. And same with everybody when they learn it, because they think the universe is only attracting positive things, or law of attraction. Oh, a law of attraction doesn't have a brain. It isn't very smart. Law of attraction is energy. It doesn't know what you want and whether it's good or bad for you, or whether it's helpful. It's obedient. And that's why it's called the law. And that was the most important sentence I learned in my life. So when people go and say, well, why do I attract negative things? Well, because law of attraction was matching your negative vibration. And then what I do is that I help people find out what they were doing that caused them to have the negative vibration. And I also have the gift of making complicated things simple to understand, as you experience in my book. It's like, how do I take this complicated subject and make it easy? So in my seminars, I would talk about why positive people attract negative things. And everyone's nodding their head and thinking, well, it's because of the words they use, form the thoughts, form the vibes, form the results.
Wow. So there are obviously positive and negative vibrations. For someone just coming to this and being introduced to the law of attraction, is there a certain way that you'd recommend to transition from these negative vibes to these positive vibes?
Absolutely. You know, there's three words in our vocabulary that every time we use them, it causes us to send a negative vibe. So law of attraction, again, I want to make it clear, law of attraction is responding to your vibe. And I'm going to give the three words away. Whenever we use these three words, it causes us to give attention to something negative. And when I give my attention to something negative, that means I'm giving it attention, energy, and focus. I'm sending the vibe. So when I say, I don't want my clients to cancel, I gave attention to clients canceling. I don't want this interview to go wrong, I just gave attention to the interview going wrong. Don't slam the door, I gave attention to slamming the door. Don't beat up your brother. Don't drink and drive. Don't have sex. Don't do drugs. Don't spill your milk. Don't forget your homework. This is not a scam. Did you hear scam when I said that?
Absolutely.
You see, every time you use the word don't, not, and no, you just brought attention, energy, and focus to that which you wanted, didn't want to. And law of attraction. Oh, you're still not clear? Go to Google and type in no sex and see what shows up. Go type in no football. If you go to Google and type in what you don't want, Google brings you what you said you didn't want. Google strips away the words don't, not, and no, and brings you what you said you didn't want. So law of attraction is like vibrational Google. The results that you're getting in Google are matching the input. Go type in no football, see what shows up. So if I say, I don't want this to be difficult, I don't want to be rejected, oh, I don't want this to hurt, I don't want my clients to cancel, I don't want to play phone tag today, I don't want to be rejected. Whenever you use those words don't, not, and no, you just gave attention to what you didn't want to give attention to. So that's why you're sending a negative vibe. Now, what I do to people is that I teach them how to reset their words. And when you reset the words, you reset what you give attention to. And when you reset what you give attention to, you're resetting your vibe. And when you reset the vibe, you reset the results. Now, my hunch is at home, you're taking notes. If you're not, do this. Draw a circle the size of a golf ball and write the words don't, not, and no inside them. And put the universal do not like a non-smoking signal. And whenever you use the word don't, not, and no, here's the reset sentence. So what do I want? So at people's emails, don't hesitate to contact me. Oh, good. I just gave attention to, so what do I want? Contact me soon. Don't worry. This is not a scam. Don't forget your homework. Oh, what do I want? Remember your homework. Don't beat up your brother. What do I want? Play nice with your brother. Don't spill your milk. What do I want? Drink your milk carefully. I don't want to play phone tag today. What do I want? I want to get hold of them right away. Are you understanding the point here? Whenever I talk about what I don't want, it's just like Google. I just sent that request out there. And then when I say, so what do I want? The words change. So when I say, don't forget, what do I want? Remember. You see, when the words change, so does my attention. And now I'm giving attention to remembering. Now I'm setting the vibration of remembering. When you go to type the word, don't hesitate to contact me. You won't be disappointed. This is not a scam. No problems, no worries. And you wait. You wait and see how much time, how many times you're using the word don't, not, and no. But the good news is now you know why you're attracting the negative things. Is because you give attention to that. Now, let's cue our friends that get back from a date. Oh, I had the worst date ever. I didn't like this and I didn't like that and I didn't like this and I didn't like that. So now they're giving attention to what they don't like. And when they give attention to what they don't like, they attract it again and they go on the date again. Why do I keep attracting dates and girls and guys like this over and over and over again? What's going on? It's because of the words. So on the way home from the date, you would say, oh, I didn't like that this person was a heavy drinker. I didn't like this person was a smoker. Or I didn't like this person talked way too much. So now you say, so what would I like instead? Well, you know what? My ideal date, he or she would ask better questions. And my ideal date would have healthy lungs. And my ideal date would show up on time instead of being late, being late, being late. You see how when I talk complaining about being late, I'm giving attention to being late? So the reason why people keep attracting the same kind of boyfriend and girlfriend dates over and over and over again is because of their words. And the best news of all, you can change the results you're getting by changing your vibration. And you change your vibration by changing your thoughts. And you change your thoughts by eliminating the words don't, not, and no by saying, so what do I want? That was a long answer to your short question, but that was it.
Extremely powerful answer, though. I love it.
Thank you.
Wow. I got to ask, so the law of attraction, again, it's something that is pretty foreign to a lot of people. Did you ever get pushback while you were doing this thing? People saying that it wasn't legit, people saying you were a scammer, anything along those lines?
Hashtag IDC. Hmm. Hashtag I don't care.
Yep.
I only attract people that want to learn about it. And even if you do come to my seminar and you think I'm full of you know what, you can still not hear me use the word don't, not, and no. Even if you're resisting, even if you're watching the hockey game on your mobile phone and listen to something else, you will still hear me talk about don't, not, and no, and so what do I want? I rarely attract any resistance. In the beginning, I attracted some people with high Christian values mm-hmm. that would challenge me. But after they heard the message, they would start to say, well, you know what? This makes sense because God wouldn't attract negative things to us. This is why we get negative things. Now, they would credit God for attracting the positive things and credit law of attraction. So, you know, I've taught this message. I've been in a Mormon church in Salt Lake City. I've been in Catholic churches, Protestant churches, a Jewish synagogue. I've been in an Islamic university with 600 students. I've taught it to spiritual centers and Quakers and Catholics and nuns and priests. I've talked about this everywhere, and everybody can find their message in my book. You know, I've been very deliberate. I don't use the word God. I don't use the word spirit, and I don't use the word universe in my book. So everybody can go through it and find their own religion or their own beliefs within my book. Everybody.
That's awesome. So cool. Do you have any cool stories that you'd like to share about how this has played out in your favor?
Well, both positive and negative. Like, I have a map in my wall of all the countries. You know, I have pins. Red pins is where I've been, and green pins is where I want to go. So now I'm giving it. Well, first, the map does two things. When I look at the 17 countries that I've been to, I tell myself that I'm a traveler. In other words, I have proof that I travel. So when I put a green pin somewhere, I don't have the doubt that I can do it because my subconscious mind is saying, well, look at all the proof you have. You see, doubt is caused by lack of proof. So when I show the proof and then I put a green pin, And then I get an invitation to go to that country. You see, I've never solicited work in my entire career.
Wow.
Yeah. That's except great. Except for some, these kind of interviews, I ask people, say, hey, I'd make a great guest. But as far as doing seminars, I've traveled all over the world. And I show up and there's somebody at the airport that's greeting me and meeting me. And I have friends everywhere I go. I'll go do a seminar for 2 days and stay for a week. I built my whole life that way.
Amazing.
Yeah. And same with Oprah. I never solicited. I never sent a media release. I just kept saying, I remember year for years on my seminar, I said, so who here thinks Oprah would like me? And everybody said, yeah, we do too. And that was the time she had Dr. Phil on Tuesdays. And I said, well, I'd like to be Michael Mondays. That's what I'd like. Get on Oprah on Mondays. Well, the irony is when Oprah interviewed me for a radio show, they played it 4 times a day for 30 days. So I was Michael Monday, Michael Tuesday, Michael Wednesday, Michael Thursday. 1 minute after the first interview, I was in Vancouver and I was at a satellite radio station and the interview was done and I put my coat on. It was like February and I zipped up my coat. I put my backpack on and I snapped it shut and I put a hat on and I was ready to go. And the producer knocked on the glass and he said, Oprah wants to talk to you, right? And when you do a radio interview, they just hang up when they're done. So I thought, oh, we're going to connect. So remember, I'm fully dressed. My button zipped up to the top. I had a hat on. My headset was on my hat. And I heard Oprah say this. Well, you loved him so much last week. I brought him back for a second interview. So my second interview with Oprah, I was fully dressed with a hat on and a zipped up jacket and a knapsack. And it happened 4 times. I was scheduled for a 30-minute interview, and she kept me for 2 hours. And then we ended up making it 4 shows, and she aired them once a week, every week for a month. And then my book went to number 3. Harry Potter was number 1. The Secret was number 2. And Michael Loge from Where was number 3, a self-published author. And then I start getting calls from other countries, right? Because foreign countries go to Amazon to find out what's hot so they can translate it. And I was getting all these calls, said, hey, can we speak to your foreign rights manager? And I thought, what's that? I didn't even know what it was, right? So I was keeping a spreadsheet. Now I'm getting like 17 countries and 30 countries saying, we need to speak to your foreign rights manager. And I thought, okay, Michael Loge, you got to figure this out. And they all wanted to buy the rights to my book. And I knew nothing. I didn't even know what a foreign rights manager was. I said, okay, law of attraction, I need a foreign rights manager. 2 days later, I get a call from a woman from New York. She said, hey, my name's Liza. She goes, I'm a foreign rights manager. And I thought, oh, I've been waiting for your call. I emailed her. She almost fainted when I said I had 32 countries looking because her job was to find someone to buy it. And within 1 week, we sold my book in 32 languages in 1 week.
Wow.
I was her new best friend, of course. But.
Yeah, of course. So the law of attraction, when you implement it into your life and when you fix your language and you fix the way you think, is there a certain time period that you can expect to see results? Does it vary? What are the conditions for that?
Good question. The speed at which you'll attract what you say you want is determined in how much doubt you have in receiving it, not how much you want it. Now, people think about, yeah, there was a time I really wanted to have that, and I had lots of doubt, and I never got it. And then there's another time when you wanted something, and it showed up the same day. Say, what is going on? It's because you had zero doubt. I'll say it again. The speed at which law of attraction will deliver what you say you desire is determined on how much doubt you have in receiving it. So remember when on my map, when I see all the proof that I travel, do I have doubt about traveling? I don't. So when I say, oh, I'd like to go to Italy, my vibration is pure. It's void of doubt. And the speed at which you can attract what you desire is equal to how much doubt you have. So if you've got your hands on your hips thinking, where's that thing that I said that I wanted? You can be sure it's because you have doubt in receiving it. Doubt blocks manifestation. You see, doubt's a negative vibration. And the negative vibration of your doubt is diluting the positive vibration of your desire. So you don't need to desire more. You need to doubt less.
Wow. So in your book, so you go through step-by-step process of how to utilize the law of attraction. You cover your contrast, your clarity statements, your daily affirmations, your desire statement. Would you mind just giving a brief overview of the desire statement? Because that's what I've been employing in my life, and that's what I'm kind of most interested in.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to Google again. Let's pretend we're going to Google, and we want Google to go find us something. Even before you go to the enter box, what do you need to know before you go to Google?
Exactly.
You need to know what you're looking for. You don't go to Google and tell it all the things you don't want, right? It's like you don't order a pizza and say, hey, I'd like to order a pizza. Here's all the things that I don't want, right? So before you place the order at the pizza, you need to know what you want. Before you place the order with Google, you need to know what you want. So before you place the order with Law of Attraction, you need to know what you want. But most people don't know what they want, but they really know what they
need.
No, they know what they don't want.
Don't want.
Oh, I don't want to date a guy or girl like this. I don't want a job like this. I don't want a client like this. But here's what's important. Knowing what you don't want helps you birth what you do want. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, you don't know what you want, but you use the menu to help you decide, oh, that's too spicy for me. Oh, that's pureed. I don't like that. Oh, that's too much calories. Or, you know, in other words, you use what you don't want to birth what you do want. Back to Google. I go to Google. I type in what I want. Hear this carefully. Typing what you want does not help. What do you have to do after you type it in?
You got to send it.
That's right. You got to send it. So step two is I need to give it attention. So with Law of Attraction, building the list of what you want doesn't order it. Building the list of what you want builds the list of what you want. If you and some buddies come over, we were going to have a pizza, we would have to get clear about what we were going to have on it. Say, hey, Skyler, what don't you like? Oh, I don't like anchovies. Okay, good. So what if we get a group of us decide what we want? Now we have a list. When we decided what we want, did it order the pizza?
Nope.
No. So step one is, what do you want? Call the pizza people. That's step two. Type, press enter in Google. That submits the request. So with Law of Attraction, we need to give it attention. Now, some people like to visualize. You know what? You don't have to, because some people can't visualize. They get all frustrated trying to visualize. What is the vibration they're sending in their frustration of trying to visualize?
Negative.
So don't visualize. You don't have to. Some people like to make a dream board. I hate dream boards. What if I hated making a dream board? What would be the vibration I'd be sending?
Negative.
So you don't have to do a dream board. You don't have to do a collage. You don't have to visualize. In my book, I teach it all about words. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Everything is about words. You can do this in a bank lineup. You can do it on an airplane. You can do it driving your car. So you don't need to do a collage. You don't need to visualize. You don't need to do affirmations, but you do need to word it. When I give attention to my desire through words, I'm now setting the energy in motion. So say, for example, this interview. This is an ideal interview for me. You are evidence of an ideal interview. I get to talk to you. You get to expose me to some more of my some more new followers or friends. And I get to inspire you and teach you some Law of Attraction, my favorite thing to do. So if I wanted more interviews, I need to give, so I know my ideal interview. If I had a list, you match the ideal interview. I only attract ideal interviews. That's why I know. But in order to give it attention, I could do this. Remember, this is important. Law of Attraction doesn't know if you're remembering, pretending, daydreaming, playing, reading it, writing it, observing it. So after this interview, if I go for coffee, I'm thinking, wow, that was a great interview I had with Skyler. I really liked that. He was attentive. He gave me lots of time. He asked me some good questions. He was articulate. I really liked that. You see how I gave that attention?
Yeah.
Now, I remember once in 2009, I did a horrible seminar in Australia. It was a disaster. The microphone, the audience. If I spent 10 minutes and told you about that, would I be giving that attention?
Absolutely.
That's right. So Law of Attraction doesn't know I'm remembering about the disaster seminar of 2009. So we need to be careful what we give attention, energy, and focus to. I can get more interviews like you if I give this attention. And if you haven't had the experience, you say, well, I'm in the process of attracting my ideal interview. I love knowing that my ideal interview is over 30 minutes long. I love knowing that my ideal interview allows me to tell a brief story and allows me to teach people. I love knowing that my ideal interview allows me to send traffic to my website. I love knowing that my ideal interviewer mentions my book titles a couple of times. So you see, just by saying that, it causes me to send the energy in motion for that. Step one, I want an ideal interview. Step two, I need to set the energy in motion, and I do that with my words. Now step three, so if you're taking notes at home, step one is what do you want? Step two is you need to set the energy in motion by giving it attention, and step three is allow it. You need to allow it in. So imagine you and I are friends, we decided what we want in the pizza, done. Step two, we called the pizza people, done. Step three, they come to the door and we don't allow them in. We ask for it, we place the order, but we don't allow them in. So what do most people do? They reorder another pizza. Hey, the first pizza didn't get here. So now I've got two pizza delivery people out in the hallway. I've got three. That's what people do with law of attraction. They keep ordering and ordering and ordering, but they never let them in the first time. So now we've got a stockpile of pizza delivery people waiting to let them in, but we haven't allowed them in. So with law of attraction, this is an important note if you're taking notes at home, and same with you, Skylar. Allowing is the absence of doubt. That means there's no doubt. If I have doubt, that means I'm not allowing it. You can't go directly to, you can't say, oh, I'm just going to allow it. No, you can't go directly to allowing. Allowing is the result of removing doubt. I'm very Canadian with my doubt accent, aren't I?
A little bit.
Yeah, so that dude's Canadian. Yeah, I'm French Canadian. Doubt. So that's why we want to become proof seekers. Proofs. You want to be seeking proof. Oh, wow. Well, even this morning, I had an ideal interview before you. So this is my second one today. Now I'm remembering, you know what? I'm attractable. That means I'm able to attract ideal interviews. That's my proof. And probably sometime today, I'll get another request for an ideal interview because I decided what I wanted. I set the energy in motion and I allowed it. I allowed it because I didn't have any doubt in receiving it. So everyone that's listening, that's been putting stuff out there, they wanted more new clients. They decided what they wanted. They gave it attention, energy, and focus. Yet in their head, they have a little cartoon bubble above their head. You know what it says? I never attract clients. I can never find money. Clients never call me. You don't have to be saying it out loud. Law of attraction doesn't have ears. It doesn't know if you're reading it or writing it or saying it, observing it. It's responding to the words that you're thinking and saying. So if you're in business and you want more clients, go back to some of your ideal clients and say, wow, here's my friend Bob. He's a great client. Here's what I like about Bob. Now remember, when I'm doing this, am I giving it attention? Here's what I like about Bob. He ordered online, bought 2 hours of work with me. He paid on time. He showed up on time. He talked about me on his Facebook page. He gave me 2 referrals. He did his homework. He loves me. He sent me a thank you card. So when I'm talking about all those things I like with Bob, am I giving that attention?
Definitely.
And Bob doesn't know, law of attraction doesn't know who Bob is. It's responding to how I feel about Bob. But then there was Betty. Oh, what a pain in the you know what she was. If I talked about Betty in that way, would law of attraction respond to that vibe?
Yeah.
So the rule here is be careful what you give attention to. Be more deliberate and focus more on what you do want and what you don't want. Stop complaining. Stop worrying. Stop talking about what you don't want. Be more deliberate in celebrating all the things that you like. Be more deliberate in selling your ideal date, your ideal paycheck, your ideal job interview. Find anything and any of those things to give attention to. And while you're giving attention to what you like, you're sending the vibration of what you like. And when you send the vibration about what you like, law of attraction responds to it because you're now allowing it in. The speed at which you can attract anything is determined in how much doubt you have in receiving it. So become a proof seeker. and find your own proof that you're attractable, that you have the ability to attract.
Now, I think when you talk about a proof seeker, in your book, you talk about a great exercise that you can do to kind of help being a proof seeker and help increase the amount that you keep your attention on things, which is the abundance log.
Go ahead. Okay. So right now, what I'm going to say today after this show, Skyler was an ideal interviewer because he read my book. Some people interview me and never read my book. That question there is proof that you read my book. That's what makes you an ideal interviewer, is you read my book. Now, the journal, you can go to the dollar store, buy a dollar store book. It could be a journal or it could be a log. Some people hate to journal. I'm not a journaler, but I like to build a list. So here's a math question for you, Skyler. If I built a list of what I attracted today, okay, what if I went to my list right now? Here's what I liked about Skyler. He showed up on time. He interviewed me. He mentioned my book. He read my book. He was articulate. He gave me over 35, 40 minutes. If I spent 5 minutes logging the proof today, how many minutes is that better than? It's better than?
Zero.
0 minutes. And the only way to attract anything is to include the vibration of what I want to attract. So as I'm building the 5 minute list or the 10 minute list, now I gave attention to 10 minutes of what I desire, my proof. And 10 minutes of anything is better than 0 minutes. And I wish I could prove it. 5 to 10 minutes of deliberately sending the vibration of your proof will save man person years off of your delivery. Because now law of attraction is eavesdropping and say, well, Michael doesn't have any doubt. Look at the proof he has. He's got proof twice today. He was interviewed by two great interviewers. That's his proof. Let's bring him more evidence because he asked for it. Wow. So it's called the evidence journal or the proof journal. You can call it whatever you want. But notice the proof when it happens. Right now, I'm noticing the proof. Wow, you're a good interviewer. You asked me good questions. You mentioned my book a couple times. You mentioned my name properly. You read my book. Right now, I just gave it 5 minutes. And probably throughout the day today, I'll remember this. Another 5 minutes. And 10 minutes of proving that I can attract this kind of interview will save me a number of person hours trying to attract it. Say yes if you're in.
Yeah. Wow, there's so much powerful stuff in this. I'm enjoying every second. So you've had your book. You've done all this amazing stuff. You've done traveling, interviews. Do you know what's next?
I don't know what's next. Well, I'm doing a two-day seminar in Las Vegas. That's physically next. But here's what's next for me. For the people say, where do you want to be in 5 years? I want to be feeling as good as or better than I am right now. And I don't need to know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's another seminar. I don't know if it's another. I don't need to know the what. I need to know the how. And the how is how I want to feel. I want to be feeling better than or as equal to as I do right now. And I'll let law of attraction figure out what is going to be to make me feel that way. My job is not to figure out the what. My job is to know the how I want to feel.
That's awesome. So I'd like to wrap it up with asking two questions. The first one is going to be, what is one message that you want to leave for the people that are listening?
You get what you vibrate, period.
Plain and simple. Awesome.
There's no rule. You don't get what you want. I'd love to have a happy, slender body. You know what? You don't get what you want. You get what you vibrate. People want to be millionaires. They want to have this kind of girlfriend. Well, that's what you want. You don't get what you want, but you get what you vibrate.
Awesome. And then the final question is, if you were to wake up and have a perfect day, what would that look like to you?
That I'm feeling good all day.
All day. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I have lots of things that bring me joy. You know, my third book is called Your Life Purpose. And the purpose in our life is to feel good, period. So I've taken the mystery and I wonder what my life purpose is. Oh, I can tell you that. The purpose of your life is to feel good. The real question is, what needs do I need to have fulfilled so I can feel good? Mine are attention, what I'm getting from you right now in the audience. My next one is influencing people in a positive way, which I'm getting from you in the audience right now. My third one is intimacy, which means into me, see. Say it fast. Into me, see. So we didn't talk about cars or sports or the weather today. We talked about intimate conversations about you and I, goals, dreams, failures, successes, how to do personal growth. And my fourth one is freedom. So when you said, hey, Michael, I'd love to interview on my podcast, I'd say, I don't know. Will I get attention? Will I get to influence people in a positive way? Will it be an intimate conversation? And do I have freedom? Yes, 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 yes. I'm in. You know, I do two live Facebook shows a week. Why? Because I get my needs met. I do book signings. I do seminars. I do radio interviews. I had my own radio show on Oprah's network for a year. Why? Because I got my needs met. So be more selfish. And selfish means self-care. Do more things to care about yourself enough that you'll only do things that make you feel good, period.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michael. If people want to find you, where can they look to connect?
Hangoutwithmichael.com. That's perfect. Hangoutwithmichael.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you everyone for listening. This has been so awesome, and I will talk to you guys next time. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you got as much out of this as I did. If there is anyone that you think could utilize this information, anyone that you would think it would help, whether they're just overly negative or you just think it could improve their life in some way, all I ask is that you share it with those people. Make sure to get out there and grab the book, The Law of Attraction, if you want to learn more. And as always, feel free to reach out at any time through my website, earlyrisersmovement.com, or hit me up on Instagram at earlyrisersmovement. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Keep killing it, and I will talk to you next time.